Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:31 p.m. on Wednesday, March 12, 2025. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Doug Bridges from the Juno LAO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Myers, Senator Tobin, my vice chair, Senator Keel, and myself, Senator Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. The first and only order of business on our agenda is Senate Bill 12, Permanent Fund Dividend Child Support, sponsored by Senator Dunbar, who is with us today. This is the second hearing of the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Before the committee, we have a committee substitute for Senate Bill 12. Senator Keel, if I could have a motion to adopt the committee substitute as our working document.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Judiciary Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 12, Work Order 34LS0135/I, as in Iliamna, as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion, and here to present the summary of changes is our Senate Judiciary Committee aide, Brianna Kakarik. Ms. Kakarik, if you would please come forward, put yourself on the record, and you may begin your remarks.
Good afternoon, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Brianna Kakarik, staff to Senator Klayman and committee aide to the Senate Judiciary Committee. I will be going through the explanation of changes for Senate Bill 12. We work closely with the bill sponsor's office with the changes I'm about to go through. Version A to Version I contains the following changes. Requires the Department of Revenue to file a dividend application on behalf of an individual in arrears under a child support order. Requires the Department of Revenue to notify the individual in arrears and individual owed child support that the application for an individual in arrears has been filed by the department and that either party has an opportunity to provide evidence of eligibility, removes language requiring the Department of Revenue to require to assume previously eligible applicants of the dividend remain eligible for the dividend, and removes requirements for an individual owing child support to provide proof of ineligibility, adds a 7% administrative fee for the Department of Revenue on applications distributed under subsection I of Section 3, requires the Child Support Enforcement Division of the Department of Revenue to indicate which people in arrears are presumed eligible for the permanent fund dividend, and removes the custodial parent's ability to file these applications. That concludes my explanation of changes. Thank you.
Are there any questions from members of the committee? Hearing and seeing none, I will remove my objection. Before we look into the will of the committee on Senate Bill 12, Senator Dunbar, would you like to make any closing comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll keep them brief. I'll just say thank you to the members of this committee who provided thoughtful feedback, including the chair and several other members of this committee. I think that most of us support the intent of this bill, which is to provide custodial parents with money that they are owed to take care of their kids, that they are owed, that could be provided from the PFD. The challenge here is the technical aspects, trying to make this work. And so I appreciate the chair working with my office, and my office is working closely with the agencies to try to create a functional system, a system that works, that avoids some of the pitfalls that we all understand and have talked about. And so that's what these changes do. They take away the ability for the non-custodial parent to file the PFD. That's the biggest change. Now it comes from the department. The department has that 7% administrative fee to hopefully offset some of their costs in tracking down these folks and figuring out eligibility and all the rest of it. And that was the number that they provided to us that we thought made sense. So again, thank you to the committee. I think that this version is workable. Some of the language is also written with some flexibility that I think the departments will be able to do this in a rational way. So again, thank you, Mr. Chair.
I don't see any questions from members of the committee. I would note that if there are questions, there's Representative Child Support Enforcement Division and a couple of folks related to the Dividend Division, and I also see the Legislative Liaison for Department of Revenue, so if there are questions, but I don't see any. Senator Keel, have a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Judiciary Committee report out Judiciary CS for Senate Bill 12, Work Order 34LS0135/I, as in Iliamna, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Hearing and seeing no objections, Senate Bill 12 moves from committee. Please stay behind after we adjourn to sign the paperwork. And with that, we will also adjourn for the day. Our next meeting will be on Friday, March 14 at 1:30 p.m. when we will be having a joint committee meeting with the Senate Education Committee. And with that, we will stand adjourned. The time is now 1:36 p.m.
Thank you.